Let me read to you a couple of lines from one of Paul's letters that just again reminds us of the wonder of what we celebrate. Galatians 4 and verse 4. But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. That's the privilege that we've just been enjoying there in praying, knowing, and speaking to God as our Father through Jesus. That's good, right? So yes, hopefully we'll learn that song. It tells the story, the first Christmas song, and we're going to think now one or two things. I need just to put out on this table here. Hopefully, Dan, that's okay, is it? Yep, it is. Good. I need to open this up, boys and girls, just so I've got this here. That's right. And, yeah, I need this. Right, so we're going to be thinking about something that happened actually, first of all, about 250 years ago, which is a long time ago, in a little town in Germany called Marienborn. There was a minister there, he was actually a bishop, and he wanted his children to remember, the children of his church, to remember why Jesus came into the world as a baby. So what he did was he took an orange and he began with this orange to tell something of the Christmas story. Now that's quite a small orange, so what I've done is I've got something that looks, it's a bit bigger. Got to pretend that this is an orange. If I tell you the truth, boys and girls, it's a cabbage. With crepe paper. But orange crepe paper, you've got to imagine, right? It's an orange, okay? And what we're going to do just over there, the course of our gathering this morning, is we're going to make what's called a Christingle. Christingle. Which really, well, people argue actually as to what it actually means, but most people think it just means a Christ light. A Christ light. And it begins with an orange. And the orange represents the world. The world that God has made. I'll hold this one up, but we're going to use this one there. It represents the world that God has made, and it reminds us, and this is so important when you're telling the Christmas story, you've got to remember that the world that you and I live in is, well, the world didn't just come here by accident, it didn't make itself. No, this is God's world. He made it. And it's a wonderful world. In fact, I wanted just to show you something else that represents the world. Yeah, here's another way of representing the world. Do you know what that is? What's that, Finlay? It's a globe, isn't it? It's a globe, yes. In fact, it's a globe that I borrowed from my friend, Mikey McGill, who may be watching this. Thank you, Mikey, for this. It's a globe, and it's a picture of the world, isn't it? And you won't be able to see this, boys and girls, but on it, there's all the countries of the world, and there's different animals and fishes, and you know, when you look at this, the world is a wonderful place, isn't it? I mean, anybody know how many countries there are in the world? Well, people argue about it, whether it's 193, 195, or 197, but it's almost 200. Almost 200 countries in the world. Anybody know how many oceans there are? Do you know big seas, oceans? People argue about this too, but there's five big ones. Anybody know how many kinds of birds there are in the world? How many species of birds? About 10,000. What were you going to say, Archie? As many as that? Well, here's another question then. How many animals? How many different kinds of animals? How many? About 200? Well, about 1 to 2 million. 1 to 2 million different kinds and species of animals. Did you know that? Do you know how many people there are in the world? Anybody know how many people, roughly? About 7, did I hear that? 7 billion? Does that, how many? 7.7 million. Million or billion? Billion, yeah, that's about right. Yes, absolutely, yes. But not as many chickens. Do you know how many chickens there are in the world? 14 billion. Did you know that? But not as many ants. Do you know how many ants there are in the world? Would you reckon, Mark? 10,000 trillion. Yeah. So listen, this is a wonderful world. This orange that we're going to use, this is a wonderful world. And God made it. This is a wonderful world. It really is. It's an amazing world. Amazing world. And in fact, what we do is we take the orange and then we take sticks, 4 sticks, and we think about not just the world. The orange represents the world, but then we think of some of the good things that God has put in the world that we love. Can you think of any good things that God has put in the world that we love? Yes. What was that? Sweetie. Well, funnily enough, yes, sweeties, and we have sweeties. Yeah, and we put sweeties on the stick to represent all the different things that we love, all the good things in the world. Can you think of anything else apart from sweeties? What do you think, Archie?
Water.
Yeah, water's amazing, isn't it? And juice. Yeah, okay. Juice is pretty good too, isn't it? So we put that on and we'd remind. Anything else anybody likes? What, Jamie? Food. Absolutely. Food. Well, let's take, I've got a wee bit of tangerine here. We could put a tangerine there just to represent food, couldn't we? Here we are. Right, anything else? Anything else, Finley? What was that? Football. Yeah, I think we're allowed football. There you are. There's a ball. Okay, so there's a ball, so we'll put that on there too. Okay, well look, there's some good, and there's so many things. You think about friends, you think about family, and we put these in the orange, and in fact, we put 4 of them, and I made up the 4, actually, because it would take me too long otherwise. And really, these represent, well, north, south. What's the other two? East and west. That's right. North, south, east, and west. That's right. And so we look at this and we think, this is a wonderful world. This is a wonderful world. God has made such a good world. The orange tells us that. The sticks tells us that. All the good things. North, south, east, and west. Wherever you go, you find this is still God's world and he's put good things in it for our joy, for our pleasure. And the Christingle reminds us of that. Okay, next bit of our Christingle then. So remember that God made this world and he put so many good things and his, I don't know if you'll see that or not, but his light shone. It'd be better, you can see why Christingles are normally often done in the evening and not in the morning. But anyway, so God's light shone on his world. But we know, boys and girls, we know that. That was just the beginning, wasn't it? And if we go back to the beginning, right at the beginning of the Bible, we learn there that, well, things sadly quickly went wrong, didn't they? Because although God made a good world and he put the first man and the first woman there, Adam and Eve, and he made them good too, they decided that that wasn't enough. And they knew better than God. In fact, they wanted to be like God. They wanted to choose their way rather than God's way. And we've all made that choice. And that's meant that darkness has come into our world, hasn't it? Darkness has come. There are good things in the world still, but there are bad things, aren't there? There are ugly things. There's pain and there's shame and there's guilt and there's death and there's greed and there's horrible things. And that must have broken God's heart. But the amazing thing and the wonderful thing is, and this is what our Chris Dingle tells us, is that God never stopped loving the world. And the ribbon round the orange here just reminds us of that. He never stopped loving the world. In fact, there's a really good verse in the Bible, a famous verse in the Bible that said, God so loved the world. He loved people who had turned their backs on him, people like you and me. He loved them, continued to love them. And in fact, he didn't just say that he loved them. He didn't just say that he loved us. He didn't just write it in the sky, I still love you, still concerned for you. He didn't write it in the sky. He didn't even send a card. No, that's what we celebrate at Christmas. He sent his own son, Jesus, as the sign of his love. And the ribbon is red because it speaks of love. Speaks of love. You know, when Valentine's Day, which is all about love, you get red hearts, don't you? Because red speaks about love. And that love of God was shown by sending Jesus. Not just in sending Jesus, we're going to think about that in a moment too, but in sending Jesus, that's where we see God's love. Okay, back to the ribbon, which is red, not just because, maybe I should hold this up so everybody can see this, okay. Which is red, not just because it's the color of love, but because it's the color of blood. Because one of the things we need to remember is that in his love, God gave his son Jesus, not just to be born for us, not just to live for us, but to die for us. Remember, boys and girls, this is so important that we know this. You know, that was the problem, wasn't it? The world had gone so far astray that the only way that we could be made right with God again was that Jesus, God's Son, would come and he would live a perfect life here. And then on the cross, he would die in our place for all the wrong things that we had done. And the ribbon on the Chris Dingle reminds us of that, that God's love was such a love that Jesus was willing to come and take our place and to die for our sins. And because of that, oh dear, my ribbon's just broke. Let me put it back. There it goes. Because of that, because Jesus came and he died and he rose again on the cross, he took our sins. And so on your cross and on your orange, because you're going to make one of these shortly, but there's a cross cut right in the top, just cut out. And then into that cross and the hole that it makes, we put the candle. And then we light the candle. Because Jesus has come to bring light. He's the light of the world. Just listen to these words from the Bible that reminds us about Jesus and the light. This is from Isaiah. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. How's that, bud? As we were singing, to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Jesus, he's talking about Jesus. Or listen to John, in the beginning was the Word. He's talking about Jesus. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light of everyone. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so through him all men might believe. He was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light, the true light that gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. John means Jesus. And later in John's gospel, Jesus would say, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And because he's the light of the world, if we know him and trust him, then the light of God can shine back in to our lives. He can deal with the darkness. That's why he's come. He can deal with the wrong things. He's done that. That's what the Christingle reminds us, that he's come not just to be born, but to live, to die for our sins and to rise again. So the whole gospel, the whole Christmas story is here in our Christingle. And I want to leave you just with one last thought before you're going, boys and girls, you're each going to get one of these, and hopefully, God willing, you're going to put them together in the next wee while we're singing a song. But there's a lovely bit, if some of you know the story of or the book, The Lord of the Rings, and there's a bit in that trilogy where Lady Galadriel is saying goodbye to Frodo, who's the hero of the story. And as she says goodbye, she gives to him a little glass bottle, a phial. She gives to him a little glass bottle, and as she gives it to him, it moves, it glitters as it moves, as she moves it, and there are rays of white light radiating from it. And as she hands the bottle, this little glass bottle with this light in it, to Frodo, she says, this is the light from Eredel's star. And then she says this, it will shine still brighter when night is about you. It will shine brighter when night is about you. May it be to you a light in dark places when all the other lights go out. Now that's just a story, but this is true. Jesus is the light who shines in all the dark places of those who receive him, including the dark places of our own heart. He brings light wherever he goes, and it's a light that shines when every other light has gone out. Jesus is the light of the world. That's what our Christingle reminds us of. He shines in our darkness today and every day. Trust him, boys and girls, all of us. Trust him, follow him. Let him be your light, whatever's going on in your world. Cleopas is going to come and lead us in prayer.
For his demonstration of love to the world, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you so loved the world, that you gave your only Son, so that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. We want to thank you for such demonstration of love that you loved and you gave. We want to thank you because our Lord Jesus Christ came to the earth so that we could be redeemed. Help us this Christmas so that we do not miss you. We don't miss the reason for these celebrations that we are having. Thank you for being the Prince of Peace. Thank you for being the light of the world. May your supernatural peace reign in our hearts. May we feel the wonder that Mary felt, the obedience that Joseph had, and the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, and the determination of the wise men. You know, Lord, that in a season when every heart should be happy and have light, many of us are struggling with the heaviness of life. We have burdens that steal the joy from us. May you retain the joy in our hearts once again this Christmas as we remember your birth. We are afraid of the pandemic right now. We need your peace, Jesus Christ. In a world where worry prevails, may you stir up the good news again in our hearts. We pray for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's bless one another in the saying of the grace to one another. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.